John chapter 15 verse 4. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. John chapter 15 verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. John chapter 15 verse 7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will and it will be done for you. John chapter 15 verses 8-9. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Abide you in my love. John chapter 8 verse 31. So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, if you abide in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine. John chapter 15 verse 10. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. John chapter 6 verse 56. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. John chapter 14 verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. John chapter 8 verse 35. And the servant abides not in the house forever, but the Son abides ever. John chapter 12 verse 46. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believes on me should not abide in darkness. John chapter 14 verses 16-17. These things I have spoken unto you that my joy may abide in you and that your joy might be fulfilled. John chapter 15 verse 11. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you, and shall be in you.